Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Let's talk to Dr. O'Malley. He invested in his future. Now look at him. He's a big orthopedic surgeon.
Nice.
Well, actually, he's not big. He's just like a normal sized guy. But yeah. He's a good one. He's on the hotline. What's up, Doc?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What are you doing for the fourth?
I am on call.
Okay.
So hopefully not doing much.
What's the rules on that? How far away can you be from the...
We're like 30 minutes from the hospital.
He has to sleep in the parking lot.
I'll be in Little Rock.
Okay.
So. Do you just deal with orthopedic issues in an emergency situation, or do they call you and go, hey, Doc, look, I got another problem here?
Like, no, yeah, you don't want to be dealing with anything else. Just orthopedic injuries.
Could you reattach a finger if I blew it off with an M80 or something?
That's what I was wondering.
No, but I have multiple partners, and they'll be doing a lot of that this week, unfortunately.
Is that really over? Like, how many do you think cases they're going to deal with fireworks? Is there an average?
A ton more than you would think. There was a few years ago, what, 3 or 4 years ago, there was that like firework war in like the College Station, and there was kids just getting hands blown off because they were shooting mortars at each other. I mean, it's just crazy how dangerous these fireworks. Like, I don't buy fireworks. My wife wants to buy them, and I stay away from them because I've seen way too many bad injuries from fireworks.
I like fireworks.
The morning guys were out doing a fireworks show the other day, and here's my thing. I want to be able to light it and get away from it. I don't want anything in my hands. I don't want anything near me.
Yeah.
And we got some last year on – we actually did it on New Year's.
Yeah.
And we did a couple in my backyard on my deck. It was wild.
Yeah.
But
boom!
It's
the big
not
tube?
Not super loud, just real colorful and stuff. I mean, they're – but I'm like you, Doc. When I was a kid, like, we were doing black cats and sparklers. That was as wild as we got.
Yeah.
I love going to fireworks shows, but, like, as far as doing them
– yeah.
Yeah. Not about that life.
I do. I like Roman candles.
Please be smart. Please be careful out there. Two things. Let me reiterate. I've said this every year because it happens on New Year's Eve, too. Mm-hmm. First of all, don't shoot the Roman candles at each other. That should go without saying. Also, I'd like to remind everybody, PSA, please do not go outside and shoot your guns into the air like a moron because the bullet comes down somewhere. I don't know if you knew that or not. It doesn't disintegrate because you shot it straight up.
Didn't go to the atmosphere, out of the atmosphere?
No, sure doesn't. No. So don't do that. That's super stupid, and it's real annoying, so don't do that. Mm. Thanks. This is my PSA for the day. All right, Doc, let's talk about some injuries. That's what you're really on here for. And Djokovic is playing in Wimbledon right now. He's got his knee wrapped up. So typically with you, we're talking about guys who are injured and out. What are they doing for rehab? Or, you know, guys who have just come back from an injury. We don't a lot of times talk about trying to maintain and play through like he's doing now, because obviously there's millions of dollars at stake for him, not to mention his legacy. He doesn't want to miss any majors, especially since he had to miss a couple because of his COVID stance, which is, you know, something we could debate at another time. Bottom line is, he's trying to play through this right now, and with his knee situation, it can't be easy, and especially on grass, right?
Yes, I mean, it sounds like he had a meniscus tear. They cut that tear out. So, like, from a orthopedic standpoint, he can do whatever he can tolerate. But he's definitely, I mean, he's just had surgery not too long ago. It was, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago? So for him, I mean, he's still going to have some soreness in that knee. He can do what he can tolerate, but yeah, he's definitely, I wouldn't be surprised if potentially he has a little injection that need to try to buy him and help him with pain control. But it's just really getting that quad functioning well, getting his muscles functioning well. I mean, I saw him warming up earlier in between surgeries. It was on in the lounge and he looked pretty good. So it's really just how he can function, and he's actually looks like he's doing pretty well considering that surgery not too long ago.
Yeah, I would say he's doing just fine. He's up 6-1, 6-2, and the start of the third set's underway, rolling over his Czech opponent this morning. So the Serbian doing okay. We'll see how it holds up with the knee. But yeah, it is kind of weird seeing that the knee wrapped up with the sleeve. But anyway, hopefully he's okay. He's fun to watch for sure. And then the young guys that are coming on with Sinner, and we were talking about Alcaraz, and it's a pretty exciting time for tennis right now. We had a another guy from – where's Topic from? Is he Serbian?
Yes.
Okay, another Serbian in the NBA. Christian, what's his story?
So he suffered a partially torn ACL. My question is, what's the rehab for a partially torn ACL versus a fully torn ACL? Do you have to get surgery either way?
Yeah, so there's a lot of debate out there on what to do because, right, you don't have as much ACL when it's partially torn. It's how much of it's partially torn. My training was kind of like a partially torn ACL, like partially being pregnant. It's either torn or it's not. If it's at least half of the ACL torn, particularly in a high-level athlete, you're going to go, hey, yeah, we probably just need to reconstruct this. and give you a good ACL because it's going to tear the rest of the way at some point, and you're just concerned about the other damage that's going to occur in the knee. But he could just have a little – like, I see some patients in there, they technically are partially torn, but it's like 10% of the ligament. You're like, yeah, that's enough, but that's fine. It doesn't need to be – doesn't need to have surgery. So when I start saying partially torn, I'm probably saying 50% is when I get worried about it. 5-10% of the ligament having a little bit of tearing. You know, I saw one yesterday with that. We'll just rehab them and get them back, depending on how they can rehab and if they can get back to their functional status without surgery. But if they can't, then you're talking about reconstruction with surgery.
Mm. Well, all right. Let's talk about the Olympics. And you know what's weird to me is all the weird stuff that Olympians do – not Olympians, I'm sorry, gymnastics athletes do. And I don't – we don't talk a lot about injuries with them. I remember Carrie Strug obviously had the famous ankle – years ago and still competed, and then Bella Caroli scooped her up like a little baby doll. But are those athletes injured pretty regularly, or are they really good at maintenance, or what's the deal? Because it seems like with what they do, they would be at a high risk for injury.
Yeah, I mean, I think they still are at high risk. I mean, they had what was the Auburn gymnast a couple of years ago dislocated both her knees on the floor mat. If you ever saw that video,
oh yeah. Gruesome. Those aren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, they're not supposed to go. They're not supposed to hyperextend like hers did. And so, yeah, you can see injuries. We see a lot of shoulder injuries, hip injuries. It's one of those, I think, because of gymnastics and that you only really talk about it every 4 years, that if they had an injury, nobody – like, that was already recovered because they're not guaranteed to be on the team. They have to make the team. So if they're not healthy while they're going through trials, they're not going to make the team. And so you probably don't hear about a lot of their injuries, but they still get meniscus tears. They still get ACL tears. They'll get our swimmers a lot will get shoulder injuries a lot. So you just don't hear about our Olympians, I think, as much because they're only every 4 years instead of every year they're competing, but not on the same type stage as the Olympics.
Gotcha. Anything else that's a high risk for injury? Breakdancing? I mean, what's an Olympic sport that you're thinking? Yep, got to watch out for that. Lots of injury options.
I'm trying to think. They all have their inherent risk. Like sand volleyball, right? It's kind of a high risk of ACL injuries just because of the sand and twisting and playing volleyball. I mean, tennis, pretty low in golf, which I guess is sort of it is an Olympic sport. I can debate whether or not it should be or not.
You said golf? Injuries in golf?
Yeah. I mean, okay. You can tear your meniscus.
Oh, okay.
You can tear up your wrist. You hit a root, things like that. I mean, it's any sport you play, we will see injuries from. And so that's what, like, there's probably not one that there definitely are higher risk. Soccer is probably going to be the highest risk when you start talking ACLs. It's going to be female soccer players, the higher risk for ACLs. But even volleyball, we see a lot of shoulder injuries in those. And then even in baseball to some extent, which I don't think it's an Olympic sport anymore. Is
no.
it? I can't remember.
No, it's not.
I think they took it away.
Yeah.
But even like BMX biking, right? It's an Olympic sport. Like, you're going to see injuries in that one that gets off the bike.
Good. I hope a lot of people get hurt and they take it out of the Olympics because it doesn't belong in there.
Justin may be able to help, and you too. So
I don't actually
hurt. When you say that knee in the golf thing, if I'm at the driving range, about 20 to 30 hits in, my left knee starts hurting. Why is that? Is it something I'm doing with my technique?
So
like the front of my knee.
Right-handed? Yeah. You're right-handed, so
yes.
Lead leg?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is it the inside or the outside?
I would say inside, but kind of carrying a little bit more to the left.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to – I mean, it's that pivoting, so potentially a meniscus tear or a small little meniscus tear, and it may just be something you have, but just because of that torquing on that leg and twisting on that leg, that's why you feel it when you're at the golf range. It's not that bad. I don't worry about it. But
I'm not worried about the golfers getting injured in the Olympics, honestly. That's not a high concern for me.
I was just going through sports and Olympics.
I know. It'd probably be better to look at the list. They got tennis too, and they're playing on clay. Anything clay versus grass versus hard court? Is there a higher risk of injury? They were talking about the slickness of the grass. So I would assume that's number one. Is clay up there?
Yeah, I mean, I think grass is probably the highest, just because I think it's probably, if I had to guess, and I haven't done the research on it, grass is probably the highest risk, then clay, and then hard court, just because hard court's going to be able to stop a lot easier on.
Yeah.
So that's probably the difference between those. But it's just even just how the ball reacts and how they're going to have it to change directions, just completely different between those three different surfaces.
I would also like to point out how amazing tennis is at reviews. First of all, the cameras
awesome.
That they use are incredible, and they just, like, within a millimeter, they just show this ball was out. And then they did it in, like, 3 seconds. I'm like,
right.
This is the standard that should be set for every other sport when it comes to review.
Right. Why can't football do that, right? Why don't we know exactly? We can know exactly where the ball is at any one time on a football field and be able to review it, but they don't want to.
No,
I mean, yeah, it would be great for baseball, like fair or foul ball, like throw it up on the screen and yes, it's fair or it's foul. And you would know immediately. Like, yes, they should apply that to a lot of American sports.
Yes, quite annoying. Anyway, Doc, I appreciate you. Dr. O'Malley, he and his associates, as he mentioned, unfortunately working on some 4th of July stuff this weekend, but he will be waiting for whatever kind of injuries you have outside of that. But he's on call, so if you get, you know, in trouble, you got a good one waiting on you. A few locations around Central Arkansas. In fact, we'll be very close to one tomorrow. We'll be over at Lumber One. Of course, that's the Colonel Glenn location, Shackelford West.
So cool there.
It is. Autumn Road, 501-526-1046 is the phone number. umshealth.com/orthopedics if you want to catch them online, same day or next day availability. Doc, happy 4th to you. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.